Welcome to Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. I'm Paula Slater, your host. Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show is an interview-based podcast where I have conversations with the most unique and creative people in the horse world. Okay, today I'd like to welcome Jamie McDonald. She's a young entrepreneur, a barrel racer. Jamie, if you could tell us a little bit about your background.
Oh, no problem, Paula. I'm actually originally from Arizona, though my family's from Canada, so I'm lucky enough to be both Canadian and American. I'm actually a third-generation rodeo competitor, which I think is really cool. Rodeo's just so tied into my family that way, and I think it made me try harder because your family's always there, and there's just such a support system.
Oh, I think that would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And growing up, yeah, you'll learn so much that way. And they really understand your challenges, etc. So you are also a coach.
Yeah, I got into coaching rodeos about 4 years ago, actually. I was lucky enough to have a really good barrel horse at the time. I still do, thankfully. But at the time, he was just awesome for teaching younger kids, too. So I just got into it, and I really just wanted to help the sport of rodeo. I see a lot of kids just start out and they're a bit lost because rodeo is a lot different. And I just wanted to take that chance to help them.
Okay. So can you just speak a little bit about how rodeo is different for a youngster?
Well, I think rodeo is just so different because obviously it's at a way different scale of how much it costs for one, having to go down the road, all of that. And then the fact it is, of course, a live animal. It's not just dropping your child off for gymnastics or soccer. It's that connection between an animal and a child. And especially, I think it's different when the child has never really ridden before. They just bought the horse and then decided they would like to pursue their passion and go with it. And I think it just can catch a lot of people off guard. They never think it's going to be as crazy as it is.
Now, when you talk about crazy, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean the fact that, of course, it is a horse. You have to feed it 2 to 3 times a day, depending on your preferences. It needs to have a lot of exercise. And it's a living animal. You can't just say, I'm tired of this sport. Let's just sell that quickly. It's not like a soccer ball where you're like, oh, well, it was just $20. Not a big loss.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the actual rodeo itself? I mean, there's lots of equine disciplines and lots of students go for lessons. They don't necessarily own the horse. So in your situation, do you only train riders and their horses? Like they have to own the horse before you'll work with them? Is that how it works?
Well, usually, yeah. You have to have your own horse. That way I feel my time's going more just because they're going to use it that way. But in the past, there's a couple girls who just wanted a taste of it, really, and that's fine with me.
Yeah, and it must be difficult, of course, with youngsters when they're choosing a sport to, you know, if they're looking at it, they really do want to try it out and see if this is for them.
Yeah, of course. I think it would be really great if they could have a taste of it without having to go and purchase absolutely everything. So, of course,
yes.
I'm always open to that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, are there children who pick a certain area of rodeo that they prefer? Which one is the most popular?
Well, I guess it just depends on the rider. But I think for girls, it's barrel racing. There's a couple girls who just love to rope. But I think for the most part, it's barrel racing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Now, also, you're coaching other things. Do you want to just speak about that a bit?
Oh, sure. Well, I've always loved to play soccer. I actually played soccer in college, too. So I have the opportunity to coach children from the age of 3 to 12, so I took it. It's just nice to have a passion other than rodeo. I think, of course, it makes you a better competitor if you have other fields in life to go to, and it just gets you away from rodeo for a second.
I think that's a really good point, and I think that is good advice for anyone, really. Now, Jamie, you've gotten into the world of an entrepreneur. When did you start, you know, being interested in entrepreneurship?
Well, I think it's been around 2 years or so, but I didn't really tackle it until last September. And it was such a great decision. I mean, my sleep schedule doesn't agree with that. But other than that, it was just an awesome decision, I think. I just love being able to have the power to help change the world using me, not having to go through other people.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever have an inkling as a child that you were interested in selling or working in a you know, entrepreneur's position, like selling lemonade?
I think
or something.
As a child, my number one job would have been just going to rodeos, not having to work. Just so I guess, yes, still, because you're obviously training horses, all of that.
Right, right. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your different areas that you're selling in.
Okay, so right now it's mainly clothing. So it's clothes you can wear after rodeos. I'm bringing in some clothes that you can wear for rodeos, which is really exciting. And then have just some water bottles. I actually just started a new line, and this is all about the water bottles. And it's actually, I think, really cool. And it's, you have love or passion, whatever you're dealing with, say you're dealing with stress, we put calmness on the water bottle, and that way you're always just feeling loved and you're feeling relaxed. And it's supposed to, I've noticed myself, if you're in an environment that is always happy and friendly, you're going to feel better. So I just...
Now, what do you mean... I'm sorry, Jamie. What do you mean by you put the word calmness on the water bottle?
Well, we have a printing area, and we just do really cool fonts and all of that stuff. So we have cool fonts with calmness, and then they buy it, they drink from it. That's always the water bottle they use, so it's helping the earth too. And then it just creates a better environment for them.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, do you want to talk about your show clothing? Is this with all the bling and so on?
Well, I'm a bit on the fence. I'm a bit old school, and then I'm crossing over to not as crazy as Fallon Taylor, say. But I just like a little bit more than just the regular everyday plaid. But since everyone's different, I'm definitely going to have a lot of different clothes so no one feels left out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you want to describe some of the clothing that you have found that's the most comfortable but still appropriate for the show ring?
Of course. Jeans, which I always struggle finding the perfect fitted jeans. I absolutely love Addicted. They're on Facebook, so every social media, so they're so easy to find. And if you ever have issues with ordering from them, they're always right there to help you. And I like that each day they put out a new pair of jeans on their Facebook page, so you always know what's coming up. It's really handy.
Wow. Yeah. Now, do they use some, I'm not really familiar with that line, so can you tell me, do they use a little bit of bling or what?
Yeah, they've got some bling going on. They've also got the old school stuff where there's no bling at all, and they're always a step ahead in the fashion world. They've got some crazy stuff this spring.
Now, what about shirts?
Shirts, they're also a good go-to to go to. They've got the greatest fitting shirts I've ever had. I've always hated that some rodeo shirts aren't long enough to tuck in, so you're constantly retucking all day, and you don't have that with Addicted. So right there, that sold me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an irritating thing for anybody, but especially if you're riding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now did you want to speak about your other areas that you're involved in?
Oh, sure. I'm sure everyone's very aware that rodeo competitors and animal rights activists have been at tooth and nail for the last so many years. So I wanted to take a stand and meet in the middle with both parties. So I started a nonprofit organization. It's called Helping Educate About Rodeos Here. So let's hear the other side of the story. So basically what this is just going to the animal rights activists in a calm manner, not yelling at their faces or telling them if you don't like the sport of rodeo, don't watch it. But instead, just meeting in the middle, because I think we both have a huge passion for animals, so we should be able to get along. And I found that the rodeo competitors and associations have been awesome with helping that and definitely changing their ways up a lot.
Okay, do you want to speak a little bit about the ways that have been changed?
Well, now we're...
The things that have been changed?
Well, there's a lot in the works and there's lots that are starting to change because obviously it takes a lot to vote and things like that, but they will be coming. Hopefully, everyone sticks to their words. I know I've been talking with one person who makes equipment about a vest that the calves wear. So it eliminates lots of pain they could have while being calf roped. I think that's a huge one because obviously calf roping's their number one target, really, the animal rights activists, because it can look extremely painful. And then, of course, there's just really implementing that no jerk down rule they've always had at the Calgary Stampede. And I think that's another big one because you don't want to see any calf get jerked down.
Now, what about, are there any changes for the participants, the human ones?
Well, we're just really going on, you have to be... No swearing in the arena, that's still frowned upon. Things like that. Just and keeping up your Western heritage. After you run, no just throwing on a tank top or something, but really show people that you're not there just to win money. You're there because that's your lifestyle.
Now, what about safety for the participants?
Well,
Equipment.
I have noticed that at the NFRI, actually, Fallon Taylor did wear a helmet, and I think that there's probably never been more people wear a helmet than after she did. And I think that's really great, wearing a helmet while you compete, because of, well, it's your brain you're protecting, your head, which is so important. So I think a lot of people will be starting to wear helmets while they compete.
What about flak vests?
Yes, I think there's definitely more change on that. Some things, you know, they just don't change. I have noticed some people that they're very stuck in their ways saying, oh, there's nothing rodeo needs to change. We do so much already. And that is just what I don't want to see is them just not want to change one bit. I'm sure they wouldn't like it if the animal rights people said that, so we shouldn't be saying to ourselves we don't need to change when I'm sure there's room for improvement.
Well, that's a very positive perspective on the situation, Jamie. That's great. Now, let's talk about your other entrepreneur area, which is Western Home Decor.
Yeah, I've got my signs and I've got lamps and photo albums and all that fun stuff, and it's all coming together nicely. Everything can be found on my Facebook. That's where everyone can get their deals first. They're always on the website, but I like to give the people who actually like and share all my stuff the opportunity to grab maybe at $5 off or something, just to know I care. I actually finally got this page going, I think, 2 weeks ago now. It's about 4 years overdue, but that's okay. So this page, everyone can just have a chance to get some flash sales. I also put a lot of tips on there, and that's just tips about going to rodeos, all of that stuff. And then even people can email me a video through there, and I will watch it and just let them know what I think they could maybe critique a bit.
Okay. So then are people directed back to your website?
Yeah, all you have to do is I just post, say, oh, this lamp, awesome piece, $5 off, here's the direct link, there you go.
Okay.
And they just click it, and there it is, yeah.
So now, do you have just one website, or do you have others?
I've just right now got my clothing website, and then a lot of there's some signs on there, more need to be put on. They're all handmade, so it takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what about the other social media outlets? What do you use them? Like LinkedIn or...
Yeah, I love LinkedIn. I find LinkedIn is so awesome. I sometimes use Instagram. I just have my personal account where I put things on there. And I used to really love Twitter, and I haven't been using it recently. I found it's really dead lately, so I've been staying off of there, just mainly Facebook and Instagram, and then LinkedIn for more professional things.
Now, what about Pinterest?
Pinterest, I've pinned a couple things. I find some really good ideas. I just planted some flowers and I got awesome ideas for the potters from there. But I need to pin more on there is what I need to do.
Yeah, since your products are visual and it would be lovely to see some of the things that you're selling. Now, you mentioned about tips for rodeo. Now, I'm wondering, Jamie, if you can talk about that a little bit. Like, for the person who maybe hasn't really gone to too many rodeos, or up here in Ontario, rodeos are sort of taking off slowly, but and it's good. It's great to see. But I was wondering if you could talk about your tips for going to the rodeo. Is this as a participant or as an observer?
This is for the participant mostly. I've just started this, so there's going to be tons of tips. These also can just be, you can use them in everyday life. It's just mindsets and everything like that. So once I had made a post for Tip Tuesday, that's what I call it, and it was just about uncinching your horse right away once you're done your event. This just gives them the signal that they're done and they can relax. You have to cool them down. A lot of people I have seen, they have not been cooling down their horse as well as they should be. They go and they chat with friends or they talk about their run. But I just want to see more people cooling down, uncinching. Cooling down is just as important. You wouldn't like to go run a 5K or 10K and just go home and not be cooled down at all. Your muscles will hurt. And it's just, if your horse has alley problems, just uncinch them in the alley. That's going to relieve a lot of stress and just make it a happier place and a happier time for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the spectators? Do you have anything, you know, in terms of finding a rodeo that's going to be, you know, good for them, or, you know, to make sure that as a spectator they're understanding what's going on?
That's actually a really awesome idea. I think my next tip is going to be for spectators. I never thought about it that way, being a competitor. But I think I'm definitely going to write something about that now that you mention it. I think for spectators, any rodeo is going to be awesome that you watch. And if you are a bit confused, Google is always there to help, because it can be very confusing to be a first-timer. And just know that obviously there will be roping, calf roping, and steer wrestling. And if you're a bit timid or you really, really love animals, those times might be best to just go to the bathroom, maybe get a check out the concession stand, just so it's not a traumatic experience. Some people aren't ready for that.
Mm-hmm. And what about the other areas like barrel racing or the other things?
Barrel racing, just know there's going to be dirt flying everywhere and you're going to be up on your feet and you're going to be loving the excitement and the turns and everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, the majority of participants in barrel racing are women, or is it equal?
Yeah, mostly all women. There's probably sometimes like one guy, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what about the rodeo clowns?
Oh, the rodeo clowns. Just give them a break. Let them think they're funnier than they actually are. I know that a lot of spectators love the clowns, but as a competitor, after seeing the same clown weekend after weekend, you're really tired of his jokes, and he can just be a bit annoying when he's running around chasing some cow or something. It's like, come on, buddy, we've got 3 more hours to go. Let's not waste any more time. Mm-hmm. But I think the spectators, and especially little kids, love him because he does throw out T-shirts and water balloons sometimes, lots of candy. So I think they love him.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the MC? The announcer makes the or breaks the show, I think, sometimes.
Oh, definitely. I know I've got a lot of favorite announcers. They just definitely keep the day running for one, and they're so encouraging and informative, and then they also really get you into the event you're watching. They're just so good with their words. But then there's other announcers that are a little bit too open to talking all day long, like no breaks at all, and I think they just make the rodeo go so much longer, but we have to have him, and it's better to have him than no one at all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so it does take a talented person to be an announcer, that's for sure.
Definitely.
Now, Jamie, what about the clowns in the rodeo? What measures do they take to keep safe, or maybe what are the props that they use in the ring? Do they wear safety equipment, or what exactly do they do?
Okay, well, we've got the regular rodeo clown, and he pretty much just avoids all disaster. But he does, he's pretty smart. He'll be at the opposite end of everyone else, and he is usually by a fence. So he's usually pretty safe. I've never seen a clown really get hurt. But then there is the clown that comes out just for the bull riding, and of course he has his ball sort of thing there. I don't even can't remember what it's called. And he just basically, he'll be standing on top of it, wobbling it, and you think, oh no, he's going to get hurt by the bull. And then as soon as the bull comes, he jumps in his little hole there. So I think, and I know that is very protected. So there should be no clown accidents.
Now, they have a barrel, at least.
Yes, a barrel.
Heard.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, no, I was going to say a barrel to get into and hopefully is protected or padded, right?
Yes, I'm sure that barrel, that's like his home away from home, so I'm sure it's extremely padded.
Yes. Now, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about rodeos, you know, that people should check out or go see?
Well, if you're in Alberta, you should definitely go to Calgary Stampede, of course. That's always an awesome show. And even if you're just in a small town, just go to your local rodeo, support them, buy a cheeseburger. You don't even know who you're going to be helping in so much. And I think mm-hmm. rodeo needs new spectators. So just go out and give it a try. And it's very budget friendly.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a good point. And it is becoming, as I mentioned, more popular here in Ontario. You see them more often in the summer, which is great. And they certainly seem to have a good turnout. And we've got some small towns around my area, and it's always packed. So that's great. Jamie, is there anything else you'd like to share with us today?
I think that's all. I think we've covered most of the bases pretty well.
Okay, so let's go over your URL for your website.
Okay, my URL for my website, this is where you can get all the clothing and some signs and who knows what else I'll put up there, really. It's bmclothing.ticktail.com.
Okay, and now what about your Facebook
My
page?
Facebook is facebook.com/Jamie, J-A-I-M-E. DMACDONALD.
Okay. And is there any other way people can get in contact with you, or is that just it? Those two?
Those are pretty good. If you get me on everything, you're going to be like, wow, she posts way too much for her own good. So we'll keep it simple.
Now, what about the coaching? If someone is interested in having their child, you know, learn a little bit about rodeo, how can they get in touch with you there? Is it on your Facebook or on your, sorry, on your website?
Everything is on my Facebook page. There's rates on there. There's everything. Just send me a message. My email's on Facebook, too, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, well, thank you so much, Jamie. And that was a great introduction to the rodeo, and it's always great to see a young entrepreneur, and all the best of luck to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, then we'll say goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Happy trails.
What a delightful young woman. I hope you enjoyed the interview today with Jamie McDonald. She's a young entrepreneur in the Western decor and clothing world and a barrel racer. All right, I want to thank everyone for your support. I really appreciate it. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at horsemouthbook.com. That's horsemouthbook.com. Audible has over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. One of the many books that I recommend is Stephen Key's One Simple Idea for Startups and Entrepreneurs. That's Stephen Key, wonderful author. So, this is Paula Slater signing off for Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. We'll see you next week. Bye.